Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex, formerly known as Herman's Radio and Record Room. I'm DJ Frederick. I'll be spinning music from mid-century America and around the world. We'll be listening to 12-inch, 10-inch, and 7-inch records that my dad might have listened to back in the day in his radio repair shop, or at least music I think he would have enjoyed. Along the way, we'll dip into easy listening, country, gospel, jazz, folk music, and more. So welcome. The Mid-Century Annex is open for browsing here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Love me, honey, please be kind. haunt me tonight while I'm looking through my precious summer souvenirs. Trinkets that we won in boardwalk games, tin types that were done in painted frames. They all speak of you, my precious summer souvenirs. I still have banners from the boat we boarded when we sailed across the bay. Songs your favorite band recorded, I have hoarded away. Leaves are on the ground, they'll soon be frost. Someone else has found the love I lost. Still I'm clinging to my precious summer souvenirs.
Larry Clinton with Summer Souvenirs. That's B. Wayne on vocals. And we started the show off with Red Norvo, Please Be Kind, with Mildred Bailey on vocals. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. And for the foreseeable future, we're going to be mining musical gems from the 1930s to the 70s. Going through the hit parade one year at a time. Right now, we're turning the Wayback Machine to 1939.
Thank you. chop, chop, chopping the stick.
Chopsticks, oh chopsticks, there's nothing like chopsticks to help any romance along. Ooh, four hands start playing, and two heads start swaying, and two hearts start singing a song. Now if one of us makes any music mistakes while we chop, 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 chopping the sticks, no need to get mad, for there's nothing so bad that a couple of kisses can't fix. So we play together, and we'll find out whether we'll ever be really in tune. Now don't dare to stop till our hearts go pop, pop, while we chop, 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 chop in the sticks. Chopper, 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 chopper. Chop a little, chop a little. Chop, 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 chop in the sticks.
Released on the Brunswick label back in 1939, Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with Sully Mason on vocals, Chopsticks. And before that, we heard Woody Herman and the Wood Chopper's Ball. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're working our way through the music of mid-century America from the late 1930s to the late 1960s, one year at a time, and today we're on 1939.
Address unknown, not even a trace of you. Oh, what I'd give to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you so long. I should have known there'd come a day when you'd be gone. Address unknown, oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find address unknown.
Address unknown. Honey child, I ain't even got a trace of you. You know one thing? I'd give anything in the world just to see the face of you. I was a fool to stay away from you and everything else so long. I should have been diplomatic and figured that someday you'd be solid gone.
Address unknown. Oh, how could I be so blind to think that you would never be hard to find. From the place of your birth to the ends of the earth, I've searched only to find, only to find, address unknown.
We're in New York's Central Park looking for mushrooms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. You might think mushrooming would involve a lot of looking down at the ground. It turns out that hunting for wild mushrooms often means finding the trees that they're associated with. Duke University biologist Ritas Vilgelis.
The mushrooms that you buy in the store, for example, the common white mushrooms, are decomposers. So they're grown on composted manure or composted substrates. But the wild mushrooms that a lot of people love to collect in the forest, yeah, I'd say more than half of those are associated with certain forest types. So if you want to find Matsutake mushrooms, you go to a pine forest. And only certain pine forests out west here will produce good Matsutake fruitings. If you want to find boletes, you can pretty much find boletes in any kind of forest, but especially certain kinds of pine forests or oak forests. So just, you have to know something about the plant community. You got to know an oak and a pine because they're likely to have mushrooms. Maple trees, on the other hand, have other kinds of fungi, but they don't have mushrooms associated with their roots, at least. So knowing something about trees will help you be a better mushroom taxonomist. And, you know, sometimes when you find certain mushroom species, you can look up and expect to find certain trees growing there.
We'll hear more about mushrooming in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research. I'm Jim Metzner.
Broadcasting from the past, present, and future, it's the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're part of the homemade radio revolution on WMNB-LP 107.1 in North Adams.
I'm back in the saddle again, out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly gypsum wheat. Back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again. Thank you. I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed, back in the saddle again. Riding the range once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Gene Autry with Back in the Saddle Again. Definitely a tune that my dad would appreciate. And before that, the Ink Spots with Address Unknown. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop Mid-Century Annex. We're musically visiting the years of the mid-century, and today we're visiting the hits of 1939. That's Bob Wills with the original instrumental version of San Antonio Rose, released in 1939. Well, you're listening to the Mid-Century Annex here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we're going to leave this broadcast with the most relevant... We're going to leave this broadcast with the most intense and relevant song released in 1939. This is Billie Holiday. Thank you.
heart is swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
The sun to rise, for the trees.